Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Do you know what not reading those important change in term notices that you get from your bank can cost you? With a family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. My notice, my most recent one, was in tiny font bold, fairly clear to read. It said, please read below about your right to choose not to accept certain changes by canceling your account. Did you know that? You can say yes to the bank's new rules or say no and close your account. Somehow, I didn't feel like I'd been given a choice as much as the lesser of two evils. These days, it's about really reading the fine print. A somewhat pleasant surprise from my other credit card company regarding important account price change notification. First, it was in absolutely readable font size. The notice was to inform me that they were raising the annual percentage rate, the APR, on cash advances to the prime rate plus 21.99%, that they were raising the APR in any balances that have a penalty rate because of a late payment to 27.24%, and they were increasing the late fee to $19 for previous balances of less than $250 and to $39 if the previous balance is $250 or more. Now, the somewhat pleasant surprise in the notice, a give back. Well, at least it made me feel a little like a little love from my plastic. It went on to say, we are pleased to let you know that we will not charge you a fee if you go over your credit limit. Now, that's not really a gift or a give back, I know. Credit card issuers are making changes to accommodate the fact that people are accessing and needing money in different ways these days. Dropping one of the many fees they charge us really isn't as much the point to me as that they added a basic but often forgotten reminder. Don't forget, it's still important to keep your balance under your credit limit. I consider that the somewhat pleasant surprise. Lenders in a recession recovery environment acting in the spirit of educating customers. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.